When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is renewing calls for countries to become less reliant on China for chips and other critical components. In a speech in Seoul, Yellen talked about a proposal known as friendshoring, which would see the U.S. and its allies trade more closely with one another and less with geopolitical rivals in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, is in Washington for a series of high-level meetings. She held discussions with Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday, and today Zelenska is scheduled to meet with her U.S. counterpart, Jill Biden. On Wednesday, Zelenska is expected to address congressional lawmakers. Her visit signals an increased push by Ukraine to seek more military aid and political backing as its war with Russia nears the five-month mark. A judge could issue a decision as soon as today on Twitter's request to expedite the schedule for a trial in its lawsuit against Elon Musk. The social media company is seeking a four-day proceeding in September, while the Tesla CEO wants until February to begin the trial. Twitter is suing to force Musk to complete his $44 billion deal to buy the company. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures rose ahead of the release of home building figures due out this morning. And Netflix, Johnson & Johnson, and Lockheed Martin are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.